We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Whoa! Wow! And batten down your hatches. Do any of you still have hatches anymore? If you do, I would batten them down. Start batting them down right now. We got some of that nasty Graham weather coming in here. It's almost like it's August in the upstate or something. I don't know what it is. But anyway, that opening, so impressive, so intimidating. How do you follow that? Well, here I am. And so I am, as a matter of fact. Jim Bohannon sitting in for the Bobster all this week. And it's already 3:07, so today is pretty much under control. Okay, Segway Records until 7, and we are out of here. Or we could talk, because after all, we are 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station. And also at 106.3WORD.com, the Ingalls Advantage talk line is 1-800-347-1063, 1-800-347-1063, and the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307, 71307. Delighted to have you as a part of our program today, where we will again tiptoe through the foibles of liberality in a variety of sometimes bizarre ways. You have to give this, I think, to liberals, that they can be annoying, even maddening, but sometimes they are just so gosh darn funny. I mean, seriously, folks. Sometimes you just have to laugh that these clowns are not only doing this, but they're serious about it. More about that a bit later on. But right now, a subject that doesn't lend itself really well to great humor, I suppose, would be the reaction coming in. And apparently, the reaction coming into the Trump administration's new immigration agenda is being met with calls of racism. I'm not quite sure how that works. I've never heard that before, but somehow, apparently, racism is being instigated by the Trump administration simply by deciding that we are a sovereign country and we should decide who gets into the country and under what circumstances. In particular, the new rules that are taking effect, which, by the way, are rules that did not just get thrown together overnight. They've been apparently months in the making. The new regulation is over 800 pages long and would rather strongly increase the government's definition of the term public charge. And it would certainly make it more difficult for some among low-income immigrants to secure permanent residency or temporary visas. But, of course, then again, if they got access to steady income, fine. And the message, I think, is pretty clear here, incidentally, before we go into further details in all of this, is the fact that we do not ask for people to come here to bum their way through this country. And quite frankly, coming here to improve your economic lot, we don't have room to allow in everybody who wants to improve their economic lot. There just isn't room for everybody who would want to do that. I'm sure there are still some cases in which asylum could apply, but in the main, we are not the international flophouse, and we are not just a destination for anybody and everybody who wants to come to the United States. It is, well, I'll tell you how far it's gotten. You will occasionally hear this from those on the left. Have you read this inscription on the Statue of Liberty? And the acting director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, Ken Cuccinelli, has actually rewritten the opening line to the plaque on the Statue of Liberty. And this is how he wrote it. Give me your tired and your poor who can stand on their own 2 feet and who will not become a public charge. That's fair. Of course, one thing it does is crystallize and clarify the discussion, because once the left gets through gaping and going but, at least they have a clear understanding of what it is we're talking about. And those on the left, of course, are much more prone to heave about their emotions and the like, and along with a few charges of racism and et cetera and so on. But this focuses the whole thing. Yeah, give me your tired and your poor who can stand on their own two feet and will not become a public charge. We are not an international welfare agency here. And if that interferes with someone's notion of inclusivity, well, go find your safe space, get in your corner, suck your thumb, and pout. But otherwise, you might want to stay out of the way of the national conversation if you have nothing to add to it. 311 now at 106.3. WORD, it will indeed make it more difficult for some who bring nothing to the table except, well, here we are, and we got, of course, the 12 kids, and we sure would like to be here. We don't have any skills. No, that's true. We don't have any skills, but, boy, we sure would like to be here. Well, isn't that special? Isn't that special, as the church lady from Saturday Night Live would say? How nice that you want to be here. The only problem, of course, with that is that currently we don't have any way to simply say that from the top of the wall that would be keeping them from even getting here in the first place. Now, there are a lot of details that go into this new 800-page immigration document. From medical care and English language proficiency to food stamps and other welfare programs. Critics will say that The rollout has already been having a chilling effect on many immigrant communities. Well, isn't that just too bad? It won't have a chilling effect on people who are here if they're here legally, and the rest of them can have all of the chilling effect that they want. We don't care. It is just remarkable. We're going to return to this from time to time when I'm filling in on the Bobby Mack Show, because this all goes back to how we have abdicated control of our educational system to alleged academics with an axe to grind who have propagandized our kids for a couple of generations. And if you don't believe that's true, I hope that I don't have ample proof to show you when Election Day 2020 rolls around. But we have allowed this to go on now for a couple of generations, and sooner or later we're going to pay the price for it. All right. Mr. Cuccinelli, the aforementioned director of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, acting director currently, has touted the change as a way to promote self-sufficiency and success among immigrant communities. And I would not disagree with him for 1 minute. Just to quote Mr. Cuccinelli here, through the public charge rule, President Trump's administration is reinforcing the ideals of self-sufficiency and personal responsibility, ensuring immigrants are able to support themselves and become successful here in America. Successful is the key word. Now, naturally, the California Attorney General, the successor to Kamala Harris, vows to fight this vile Trump public charge immigration rule. Blah, 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 blah. You know, the whole notion of who might come here, I think, it hasn't escaped some of these people. I just think that they don't really care. As long as they can pat themselves on the back for being so morally superior, and as long as they can bring in as many people here to vote, legally or not, doesn't matter if they're here legally or not, doesn't matter to the left whether they vote legally or not. As long as they're voting, and they're voting for Democrats, what difference does it really make? And this is a dandy way to get people in here. You start demanding that people show up who are self-sufficient, how are they ever going to become dependent on the Democrats for all their welfare needs and to vote accordingly? What's a leftist to do? Golly. This is Jim Bohannon for Bob McLean. 106.3 WORD is our fine website, by the way. The Ingalls Advantage talk line, 1-800-347-1063. Back in a moment.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, I'm welcomed here. And looks like our time stands at that 3:20 mark on this Tuesday afternoon. Bit of a storm activity out there in parts of the greater 106.3 WORD listening area. But we're delighted to have you with us today at 1-800-347-1063. 1-800-347-1063, the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 1-800-347-1063, and the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307, 71307. And just a text or two here, let's see what we got, let's see here. FYI, skills for or by illegals is not masonry or carpentry skills that obviously take those very jobs from legal citizens. So basically, these new immigration laws will not pay for the illegal immigrants in sanctuary cities. That means all of those taxpayer dollars marked for roads and infrastructure now are allocated for food and toilet paper. Slick move, President Trump here. I'm not even following. The new regulations, if properly applied, would not let them in the first place. I'm not quite sure where that text is going, but in any event, I think, as I understand this regulation, what we are talking about here is self-sufficiency. And if you have skills that are like masonry or carpentry, that probably opens the door for you. The idea is not to shield Americans from people who come here. And this presupposes that otherwise they also come here legally, that they bring with them skills, they go through the process, and it simply adds more steps to the process. And if you come here illegally, playing by the rules, having asked for and gotten permission to come in, and you also have the requisite skills, of course, any skill that you may have that makes you self-sufficient will almost by definition be a skill that some American currently here already has. So, no. This would certainly not protect Americans who are masons or carpenters. There's nothing here that says that a person that comes to the country legally cannot take a job that would be otherwise taken by a person already here. That's the whole point of this regulation, is for them to be self-sufficient. There's not an effort here to bring people here who don't have skills. That's the whole point, is to keep out the people who can't make a contribution. I hope that's clear to all concerned here. These are new steps to be added to see to it that people are sufficient. An interesting comment from one on the left, and I forget precisely now who it was, but the comment was that this would limit immigration to rich white people. Can you imagine anything more racist than that? Obviously, only white people could possibly have the skills necessary. That's what this leftist was saying. I'm sure that they're far too stupid to have figured that out, but that's what they were saying. Talk about a racist comment. That'd make a Klansman blush, for God's sake. Unbelievable. But again, you must understand the point of the left. You cannot adequately combat the left if you don't understand where they're coming from. The mere fact that somebody may or may not be a person of color automatically elevates them to the head of the line. Automatically. Because, of course, all who are white are automatically guilty of every sin ever committed on the face of the planet. Blah, blah, blah. We cannot grovel enough to possibly please the left. So as long as you understand where they're coming from, you see. Let's see here. On another topic that I'll get to, I guess, here as the day goes by, there's lots of time till 7 o'clock and Mark Levin time. But right now, just looking at the new immigration regulations. If you haven't read the inscription on the base of the Statue of Liberty, Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses, yearning to breathe free. I lift my lamp beside the golden door. It's very lovely. And also, by the way, ignores exactly what was going on back in the late part of the 19th century when we needed warm bodies. Not necessarily possessed of any great skill at the beginnings of our great industrialization. That really wasn't that critical. We needed warm bodies. We needed warm bodies to settle the West. We needed warm bodies to fuel our burgeoning, but not yet as large as it would become, industrial machine in this country. We needed warm bodies. That's why we were suddenly so in love with huddled masses. Not like today when we're up to our asses in huddled masses. We needed just about anybody back then because there were no digital skills to be acquired back in the 1880s. For those who cannot, of course, figure this out, and a lot on the left obviously cannot do so. 326 now at 1063 WORD. We needed a lot of people then that we don't necessarily need today. There are 330 million of us, a third of a billion Americans. We're the biggest country in the world except for India and China in terms of population. Now then, if you stop and look at the traditional reasons for coming to this country, one would be asylum from bad treatment, either from your government or bad treatment allowed by your government, which is too powerful to protect its citizens. There are 7 billion people on the planet, 7 billion. How many of those 7 billion could truthfully say, I'm not treated too well where I live? My family's in jeopardy of one type or another. I want to come to the United States. Out of the 7 billion? Well, you can start by the more than 1 billion in China, where you're not treated that well. All right? Then, you can easily reach 2 billion, I'm sure, of those 7 billion who would qualify, which would be 6 times the population of the country. That's just on the treatment of citizens. Now then, let's take a look at the issue of economic improvement. Of the 7 billion people on the planet, how many of those people could look at the United States and say, I want to come here to the United States to better myself economically? Out of 7 billion people? Well over 6 billion, certainly. I do believe. That'd be 18 times the population of the United States. We don't have room for all of them. And at the very least, we have the right as a sovereign nation, which is another term that, by the way, just absolutely grates on the ears of the left, but I'm sorry, we live in a world of sovereign nations. You may not like them, but it's that or anarchy for at least the rest of this century. And I hope for a lot longer than that, quite frankly, because we are not one world and we are not one people. We do not hold hands and sing kumbaya, and there are serious differences that exist out there. And not everybody is ready to be an American. Any way you slice it, the president's new rules are fine. They're perfect. But, of course, they do just absolutely chap the butt of the left. You're not being inclusive. You're not being diverse. Oh, bite me. 1-800-347-1063. 1-800-347-1063 is the Ingalls Advantage talk line. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307, 71307. But of course, naturally, anybody who supports this from the president on down is automatically racist, 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 racist. Jimbo for Bobby Mack, 329.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Heidi, thank you much for being with us this afternoon here, 24 minutes before 4 o'clock at 106.3 WORD. And we're delighted that you could be with us today. You can join in, as a matter of fact, through the usual methods. We tried smoke signals, weren't that effective, and of course it's going to be storming out there. So I would recommend either the Ingalls Advantage talk line at 1-800-347-1063, 1-800-347-1063, or the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307, 71307. Besides, we couldn't get a commercial sponsor for the smoke signals, so these would be the best two ways to interact and interface, if you will, with the Bohannon version of Bobby Mack, who has the week off. And bless his heart, he is out there, of course, diligently working on that golf game to be able to consistently shoot about 13 under par, I think is the current goal that I've heard. Anyway, we were talking about this new immigration directive from the president regarding public charges and the notion that we don't need any more of them. And just textualizing here, as we have over here, Jimbo, you're absolutely right. There are a lot of people that are not ready to be Americans, starting with many of them in Congress. Well, that's probably true, too, but we're stuck with them. Let's see here. Yes, we need immigration to grow our economy, our current growth rate, 2.15%, but we need immigrants who can produce, i.e. work. We can't even take care of all of our own poor in this country. That is absolutely true. And again, even beyond that, it's not our responsibility. This is one world nonsense. I will give the left credit on occasion, not often, but on occasion, they can even be somewhat fair, unhypocritical, and the example that we can cite would be that of Richard Gere, the actor who has gone to Italy to be a pest and tell them how bad they are for not allowing into Italy all of the people who want to be Italians from North Africa. How bad they are. You see, we all have an obligation. Richard, of course, does not, since he did not call the bluff of one Italian official who suggested that Richard simply load up his private jet with a lot of these people and take them to his own expensive digs, and he could take care of all of these North African would-be immigrants himself, since he cares so much about them. But that, of course, is the key thing about the left. They don't just care about these people. They care that they can get us to pay for it, you see. Somehow it would be beneath their dignity to do the paying for it themselves. They must, in order to pat themselves on the back for their moral superiority, must be able to say, today I arm-twisted so many fascist rich people in this world in order to take in all of these other people who are not rich. And that's the only way by which, I mean, let's face it, their self-esteem is at stake here. You have to understand, we may have to have a leftist self-esteem telethon of some sort, I would think. But let's see, there are a few other texts here I wanted to pass along here. Federal funds would not be available to support illegal immigrants. No food stamps, health care, etc. The state must foot the bill. Well, now that's part of what I'm sure would happen if you are a sanctuary state, city, neighborhood, whatever. Yeah, I'm sure the state would be footing the bill. That's hardly the ideal solution. The ideal solution would be that there was no one there for them to foot the bill for. But that's fine. You know, South Carolina is not a sanctuary state. Neither is North Carolina for our North Carolina listeners. So fine, if this would eliminate me sending my federal tax dollars to places like California, fine, works for me. Works for me. I mean, I feel sorry for all of the poor, productive people in California who don't buy into this sanctuary nonsense, who will be taxed to pieces. I mean, not going to be a pretty picture. Let's see here. There's an interesting text for you. It's simple. We need to halt all immigration until we sort out the mess we currently have with illegal immigrants. No different than what we did post-World War II. There is no need to halt all immigration. There are certain people that we need, and the example that I've often cited is the people who come to this country with the skills for our graduate schools of science and engineering, which for some reason don't appeal to that many native-born Americans. I don't know why. Probably they're too busy out there simply using the products of technology to be bothered with actually learning how to deal with it in a modern and highly competitive world. We need those people a lot. If you didn't have foreign-born in our schools of science, especially our graduate schools of science and engineering, we'd be up a creek, a bad creek, a very smelly creek without a paddle. So, no, we need some immigration. And in terms of sorting this out, there's not that much to sort out, provided we actually did it. One, build the wall wherever you can build enough border barrier to keep people from marching in all the way, not just part of the way, as fools and cowards like Julian Castro would tell you. And then once you have control of the border, then you start actually enforcing who gets in. In addition, keep in mind that most of those here illegally did not enter the country illegally. Most of those here illegally entered legally on a visa that has expired, be it a work visa, student visa, tourist visa, whatever kind of visa. Hire the people necessary to go after those folks to enforce our visa laws. It's no secret among people in other countries who want to come here. If you can get here, baby, you're home. Getting here is the problem. You can get here, we'll never track you down. Oh, not true that we never will, but the odds are against it. If you can last here for a little while, you can pretty well stay. I mean, you might get caught, but we don't have enough people doing that sort of thing. We need more people doing that. We do not need to shut down all immigration. That's not necessary at all. It would be counterproductive. In fact, this whole discussion is not about immigration. This discussion is about enforcing the law, plain and simple. Immigration has and will continue to make healthy contributions to this country, provided it is legal, provided it is immigration based on what's in the best interests of this country, and provided it is orderly and regulated. Immigration's fine. We are all pretty much products of immigration. So that's fine. But we definitely need to be determining who gets in. Now, I'll grant you that regulations on who comes in legally will do nothing about the illegals, except maybe drive more people who wouldn't qualify legally to try it illegally. The answer remains the wall, but this is a step in the right direction, and it is to be encouraged. Again, there are no overall solutions because this country does not agree on what the overall solutions ought to be. There are a lot of people out there who really do want open borders. Make no mistake about it. These are not people who accidentally support the Democratic agenda who hadn't thought this through. No, there are people out there who really think that this is what they want. They haven't thought through the consequences of that. They haven't thought through the fact that we could easily reach the point where, as we approached 1 billion people, no longer would people want to come here because we would be becoming a third world country. Haven't thought that quite through enough, okay? But this is a step in the right direction. The answer is still going to be determining who gets into the country, and you cannot do that as long as people are charging the border. You have got to slow them down long enough to at least find out who they are, what they bring, and why they want to bring it to this country. This is Jim Bohannon for Bob McLean, because Bob's not available today, but we'll do the best we can. All righty, it's 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station. Now it is 3:45. Yeah, good afternoon, all. Good to have you with us this afternoon. Jimbo for Bobby Mack. Time is 9 minutes before 4 o'clock as we head out to the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 1-800-347-1063, and Gene in Greenville. Hello, Gene. Or hi, Gene.
Good afternoon, Jim.
Good afternoon.
This is wonderful warm weather. I really like it.
Okay.
I was struck by your commentary. Richard Gere telling the Italians how to, how to conduct your immigration policy. But it wasn't so much to criticize Richard Gere as much as you do know Richard Gere is an apostle, well, a disciple, excuse me, of the Dalai Lama, right?
Yeah, I believe he is, right.
Right, right. I mean, wherever Dalai goes, Richard is under the hem of his garment. You know, I was struck a number of months ago. The Dalai Lama said something that almost caused me to have a heart attack. And that was that he believed in national sovereignty. Are you aware of that comment he made?
I had not heard the Dalai Lama making statements about national sovereignty. No, actually, missed that.
Yes, he did. And I almost, as I said, I almost had a heart attack when he said that. And I think Richard ought to take he ought to learn that lesson. National sovereignty is not a disgrace, and in fact, it's very, very biblical. I try to tell unlearned Christians that, and they don't quite understand that. I say, no, it's very biblical. God did that for a reason, to keep the earth covered with human beings. The Tower of Babel, I don't know how familiar you are with Scripture. And it was a reason.
I've heard of the Tower of Babel, but I mean, okay.
And that was the reason, because man, the human race refused to leave the region of what we call now Babylon or modern-day Iraq, and that he wanted the human population to be dispersed about the world. That was the first commandment that he basically gave Adam and Eve. Be fruitful, multiply, and disperse upon the earth. Because the earth is meant for man to inhabit. And these people, whether they're fully aware of us or not, if they're not careful, without national borders, we are going to you're going to lose your culture, you're going to lose your language. Remember, it's language, culture.
I understand what you're saying, Gene, and I can go along with you. But, of course, these are arguments that would not even work on the left, because the left would like nothing better than to get rid of our culture and our language. That would be considered, I suppose, bonus points on this whole notion. So I'm afraid would not be arguments that would work on them.
Well, certainly, as a matter of generality, if you want to know why the left is wrong or how they think on a topic, open up Scripture, look where it deals with given topics, and that's something that they oppose, whether they're aware of it or not aware of it.
Yeah, well, there's no question about the fact that be it our culture, our religion, or our national sovereignty, those would all be bonuses along the path toward making them feel morally superior by our move in the direction of inclusivity and diversity. Not things to be thoughtfully considered, but things to be worshipped like a mantra, like a chant. Because that's as far as these people's intellect can carry them. They can't actually think about much of anything.
Right, the Tower of Babel. You know, before we separate from this phone call, Jesus is one of the greatest believers in national sovereignty. If you read, the Scriptures, it says all nations will bow before him. Not the world, the nations will bow before him, indicating that if you're a believer in the millennium or you have the anticipation of that, that when he rules and reigns from Jerusalem, the peoples will come up to him as nation groups. Which is kind of fascinating. And I maintain that the greatest Zionist who ever lived on the face of the planet is Yeshua, Jesus Christ.
Well, interesting thoughts all, Gene. I appreciate them, and I thank you very much. 1-800-347-1063, 1-800-347-1063. But apropos of Mr. Gere, yeah, he was going at it with the Deputy Prime Minister of Italy, Matteo Salvini. It is the notion of Richard Gere that the whole world has a right to be everywhere. In fact, Gere compares the crisis in the Mediterranean with the crisis along the U.S. border. As Gere put it in his remarks in Italy, we have our problems with refugees coming from Honduras, Salvador, Nicaragua, Mexico, very similar to what you are going through here, blah, 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 blah. Again, Italy should have been thinking about this a long time ago. Unfortunately, the Europeans in general have not thought through their policies about, things like birth rates, for example. When you have as much of a welfare state as Western Europe has, and you have a population aging as much as Western Europe has, you've got to have an awful lot of very productive working-age citizens. But of course, Western Europeans have gotten away from the notion of having children. They're such a bother. They're such a hindrance to one's personal fulfillment and career, blah, 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 that they stopped having kids. Well, they suddenly discovered that they're getting old, and they've got this huge welfare state, and they've got to have productive people to keep it going, or all those old Europeans are going to be in a world of hurt. So they started importing anybody they could find. Well, guess who wanted to be Europeans? A host of North Africans, most of whom bring to the table a few in the way of skills and a whole lot in the way of anti-civilized viewpoints. Unfortunately, that's a fact. If you firmly believe that women should be treated like property, if you firmly believe that people who leave the Islamic faith should be put to death, and these are viewpoints, incidentally, that are supported by public opinion polling well outside the margin of error. These are overwhelming viewpoints expressed in North Africa. Yeah, we can get anybody we want to become Muslim, but you better not leave the Muslim faith. Jimbo for Bobby Mack, 3 minutes before four.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.